Welcome back to NewsRamp Business and Corporate for Wednesday evening, March 25th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Landmark proton therapy data changes the conversation. Lixdi Biotechnology, Lixdi saw it coming. Landmark proton therapy data changes the conversation. As a recent study in The Lancet showed a 90.9% five-year survival rate for oropharyngeal cancer patients treated with proton therapy compared to 81% with traditional radiation. Lixdi Biotechnology, Lixdi anticipated this shift, investing in the LICT proton therapy platform. The findings are reshaping cancer treatment infrastructure, with new proton centers opening, including one in Boca Raton, Florida.
BioUtah joined National Convening on America's Biotech Moment. BioUtah joined the Biotech Across America State Symposium in Washington, D.C. to discuss the strategic importance of strong state and local biotechnology ecosystems. UTah's contributions to the U.S. biotech industry were highlighted, showcasing its startup state status, 180,000 life sciences employees, and $22 billion in GDP. The symposium is part of the NSCEB's efforts to advance biotechnology for national security and the bioindustrial revolution.
Sologenix SNGX spotlighted in recent Zacks research report as key clinical milestones approach. Sologenix, a late-stage biopharmaceutical company, is spotlighted in a recent Zacks research report as key clinical milestones approach. The report highlights the company's pipeline, financial positioning, and upcoming clinical catalysts, emphasizing the potential value proposition for investors. Sologenix is entering a pivotal period with anticipated clinical readouts and milestones expected throughout 2026, particularly focusing on its Phase 3 FLASH 2 study for the treatment of CTCL with high-grade TM and progress with SGX-945 for Behçet's disease.
Inveil, an independent broker, makes the case against mega brokerage consolidation. Inveil, the debate over mega brokerage consolidation heats up as Compass absorbs Anywhere Real Estate, creating a massive entity of 340,000 agents. Mark Gordon, co-owner of Christiana Realty, questions whether independents can compete with the scale of such conglomerates. He argues that personal relationships and local expertise still hold value in real estate transactions, especially in emotional luxury markets like Vail. Essential steps for homeowners facing AC breakdowns this summer. Facing an AC breakdown this summer, Ingle Services emphasizes essential steps for Alabama homeowners. Check thermostat settings, replace air filters, inspect the circuit breaker, and clear outdoor unit debris. If issues persist, contact a licensed HHV professional like Ingle Services for rapid response solutions. Stay cool and safe during the sweltering summer months with Ingle Services' expertise in AC repair. Automation without the capital expense, the economics of RAW's deployment. TechForce Robotics is revolutionizing automation with a subscription-based RASP model, eliminating upfront capital burdens. This shift enables scalable and revenue-aligned deployment in service industries. As AI and robotics move from experimentation to real-world use, Knight Food Holdings Inc.'s subsidiary TechForce Robotics is at the forefront of this transformation. Learn more at ibn.fm/bmrvl.
Mission IR News Breaks. NextPlat Corp. schedules full year 2025 earnings release and conference call for March 31, 2026. The company will host a conference call at 8:30 a.m. Eastern to discuss financial performance and recent developments in its global e-commerce, healthcare, and technology operations. CEO David Phipps, CFO Amanda Ferrio, and VP of Healthcare Operations Barut Norkute will lead the call. American Fusion Inc., AMFN, aligns corporate identity with fusion energy strategy. American Fusion Inc. has rebranded from Renewal Fuels to AMFN, aligning its corporate identity with its fusion energy focus. The company's merger with Kepler Fusion Technologies led to this change, highlighting its Texatron TM platform for energy deployment. With a 5 MHz demo system and a 100 MHz commercial design in progress, AMFN aims to target behind-the-meter power generation. This move signifies a strategic shift towards fusion energy development. Defense News Breaks: SafePro Group Inc. appoints defense acquisition expert Brian Mack to Strategic Advisory Board. Defense News Breaks: SafePro Group Inc. appoints defense acquisition expert Brian Mack to its Strategic Advisory Board. Mack, a former Anduril Senior Business Development Director and retired U.S. Army Acquisition Officer, brings deep expertise in defense capture and Army modernization. SafePro is expanding momentum following a recent $1 million government award and successful deployment of its SPOT-D AI platform in real-world military operations.
Investor News Breaks: Planet Ventures Inc., OTC Pink, PNX, PF, engages PR Media, Now, and appoints strategic advisor. Planet Ventures Inc., PNX, PF, has engaged PR Media Now Inc. for public relations and media outreach services under a six-month agreement valued at $6,000 per month. The company also appointed Tansu Yagan as a strategic advisor aiming to enhance visibility through earned media coverage across various platforms.
Investor News Breaks: Frontieris North America appoints three industry veterans to board of directors. Frontieris North America has appointed John Venners, John Aviasi, and Stephen R.C. Boatwright to its board of directors, bringing expertise in energy policy, infrastructure development, and corporate finance. The new directors, with decades of experience in global energy markets, construction, and capital markets, will support the company's transition to full commercial operations. Frontieris North America is advancing its FAS Form TM solid carbon fractionation technology in West Virginia.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.